This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
Been like praying, especially today as we're preparing to talk about the Eucharist, because I'm like, this is the most important thing to talk about. I can't say anything wrong. Oh, dare I ask, would you like to go first?
Sure. Just kind of off of our baptism episode, let's talk about the Eucharist. Also, my confirmation time into the church, conversion, whatever you call it. Chris always doesn't like me to call it a conversion, which I'm like, there's no one succinct word that you can give me instead of that. It's like my entering into the church.
It's so long-winded, yeah.
Yeah. Really, like, you know, the Eucharist was like my last kind of obstacle to surmount in that process. Mm-hmm. So coming up on 8 years of being Catholic was like reflecting on that and kind of where I'm at with the Eucharist, because I feel like I'm still very much growing in my devotion to it, which makes sense. I'm only 8 years in, but that was like, when I finally was like, okay, I'm ready to become Catholic. It was very much the Peter moment of like, you have the words of eternal life. To whom else should we go? Like, I don't understand this. I will never understand this, but I want to just say yes. And like, okay, I'm starting this lifelong journey of believing this and really taking it on faith, because it's not something I can intellectually like grasp. And I don't know if maybe I thought like I would have arrived by now on that journey, but I have not. So I guess it's like it's not like the sacrament that I'm like, yes, check, pure consolation. Love it. Totally like can put it in a box. And like
when, and for you, that's confession. Is that right?
I think it's more. Yeah. That's more confession.
Yeah. It's okay to have favorite sacraments.
But I got a whole hour at adoration recently without Joseph. It was amazing. And I sat right in the very front. And for the first time, this is like my third year going to this parish. For the first time ever, I noticed the image that's on the altar. Could not have told you there was even an image on the altar before this.
Yeah.
And I was just like staring at it. Like, what? This has been here this whole time. Anyway, it's a bird with the wings out. Uh-huh. Like the bird is Jesus, clearly. And there's these baby chicks around it. And a quick Google search told me it's a pelican. There's an ancient legend about pelicans. Mother pelicans in time of famine will like pierce their own like stomach, breast, and the blood, like feeding, basically, feeding their young with their own body.
Yeah.
And there was like a drop of blood on the pelican, which.
Wow.
So I was just sitting with that image and thinking about, yeah, Jesus feeding me in my hunger and meeting me in my needs, and how often every day I'm in that role of like these little chicks are clamoring. Like that was the word that came to mind, clamoring around the mother, like, you know, like, and, but that Jesus is that for me. And it was good. I'm like, oh, I'm glad my parish has this image. What a great image. I'm on the altar.
They probably just put it there last week. Carved it.
And it made me think of my own hunger, and it made me think of how hungry the world is, the world's hunger for him, and how Jesus longs to gather us all together, like under his wings, and shelter us and feed us. Okay. And then another thought recently on the Eucharist, my Endow group, these women keep sharing these, like, just like dropping these truth bombs or just these like nuggets of like wisdom that are so good. And this woman recently, we were talking more about confession, and how do we talk about it with our kids and model it for our kids? But she said, like, the way she explains it to her 8-year-old is like, confession is medicine for the wound. Mm-hmm. Like, we're wounded, we're sick, we need medicine to heal us. The Eucharist is the food we need to build us up, to make us strong, to build those virtues strong in us. And I was like, oh, that is so good.
Good.
Yeah. It's like, you need both.
Man, that's great.
Yeah. So what about you?
That's incredible. Okay. Well, this is so weird. So we talked about, yes, it's the year of the Eucharist revival. Let's talk about this. And then we came to this not knowing what we were going to say. And it's so funny because I have so many of the similar thoughts as you. We're very alike in this with like, very like we get the excitement of confession and it's like, okay, but the Eucharist, like still wanting to understand, like my prayer is always like, Lord, I believe, please increase my belief in you. And that's as much as I can do. But I love this quote from the Catechism. This is just one section, 1394. As bodily nourishment restores lost strength, so the Eucharist strengthens our charity, which tends to be weakened by daily life. And this living charity wipes away venial sins. By giving himself to us, Christ revives our love and enables us to break our disordered attachments to creatures and root ourselves in him. So totally the same thing that you were talking about of like, yes, being nourished by this. And like, we are taking care of, yeah, these little kids clamoring around us all of the time. They want us to physically feed them all the time. And they want us to like care for their wounds, care for their sadnesses, help them in times of trouble, rejoice with them. And that's like everything that the Eucharist can do for us. And so it's like, we care for these little kids, like, let Christ physically care for you. And I think something that I hear from moms, especially with little kids all the time, is like, oh, like I can't even hear the homily. Mass is so crazy. They're crawling over me. My husband's here. I'm there. Like, what's like, sometimes I'm like, what's even the point? And that always breaks my heart because it's like, literally we have bells for when you need to pay attention. Like the bells are like, okay, like that is why you are there. You are not there for the homily. Like the homily is the least important part. And I'm sure your priest will agree with you. Like he would agree with you that the Eucharist is the most important part. That's why you're there. It doesn't matter if your kid is crying half the time. And if you're in the bathroom half the time, like, you're there to, if you're there and you're present and you're trying, you're there to receive the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is like the reason we are there. Just like that's the most important part of the Mass. And I loved listening to Father Mike Schmidt. I'm at the section, or I just finished the section talking about the Eucharist. And he really emphasized like, we have to be open to the grace that the Eucharist gives us, and also open to the change. Like, you can go and still receive, and if you're just kind of like numb, that receiving the Eucharist will like slowly soften a you know, hardened heart. But to like yearn and be open and want to change from sin, that produces so much more fruit. So that's, I think, what's on my mind right now. I'm really conscious every time I receive, right after receiving, of like really just soaking myself in gratitude. And I think I also now want to, like, moving forward, I really want to like approach the beginning of Mass and going up to receive the Eucharist of like, I want to change. Like, I really want to change, because I have that more with confession. That's like a little bit easier with confession, but also like, yeah, change. And let your love like flow divinely through me, through this. That's kind of like in my prayer right now. It's like, I want to love my children, my family, my husband, like divinely. And like, how do I get that divine love? Like through Christ, through receiving the Eucharist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The like begging for the grace, the like food for the journey, the grace to cooperate with his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that, what you read from the catechism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So receive as often as you can.
Yeah. And refer back to our conversion episode for Alex's extremely moving experience with the Eucharist. I feel like
Yeah.
That's not your typical.
Yeah.
But it does happen and it's amazing.
Oh, I love it. I will just say, last thing, I remember right after we converted, it was like Pope Francis declared it the year of mercy. And I posted about it on Facebook, and one of our like Protestant friends was like, every year should be the year of mercy. Like, okay, like, yes, like we are always showing mercy. Christ is always showing mercy, but like not every day is Easter, and like not every month can we celebrate fall. Like there are seasons for things. And like that was the season of mercy. This is the season of the Eucharist. We should always focus on the Eucharist, but like, yeah, I think we should all ask ourselves this year, especially, like, what can we do to truly become Eucharistic people? Our parish is doing a cool like Bible study on the Eucharist and like getting small groups together. So I think that's cool. We're not doing that right now, but like, cool. And we're still doing children's adoration. God bless. And this last Saturday, one person came with their one toddler, and like, sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's none. And I was just like, so grateful that she came. And I'm just like, yep. Like, one soul for Christ, like that's fine. I never want the priest to feel like, wow, like you're really just using us for private adoration, you and your family. Like, I'm like, no, like, you know, but they know I'm just like self-conscious.